On Myrtle Avenue in Brooklyn, there's a new gallery you'd probably walk right past. It's raining as I'm on my way there. I'm passing nail salons, bodegas, phone repair shops, and I almost miss it myself. A metal security grate covers the front, and a huge banner hangs over the window. Commercial space for rent. But taped to the glass is a handwritten sign the size of an index card. In black Sharpie, it reads, Art Raw. Open Friday to Saturday, or visit by appointment. Noreen Sumter greets me at the door. She's wearing a denim apron that's covered in white, yellow, and green paint. Inside, the space looks like a repurposed retail shop. Fluorescent lights flicker overhead, and plastic green vines and shrubs cover the ceiling. Noreen lives down the street, and although she's painted her entire life, it's only in the last 2 years that she started openly calling herself an artist.
I've always painted, ever since I'm like 13. Not like for public consumption, just for my own personal self-expression. My teachers wanted me to go to art school, but I was like, there's just no way in hell not doing that, right?
And teachers from school?
From high school.
High school.
They're like, you should go to art school. And I was like, mm-mm.
Instead, Sumter painted privately. As we begin our gallery tour, she shows me a tiny pocket-sized sketchbook.
Little things, right? Like, so this is a tiny book. I used to have a lot of these that I would just paint every night in these tiny little things.
There's a folding table at the front of the space displaying rows of small paintings. But around us, the walls are covered in Noreen's larger works. Her paintings are primitive, neo-expressionist, and for the most part, very colorful. They're made up of loose lines, abstract shapes, and bright blocks of color. When I look at them, Basquiat comes to mind.
So then I started painting bigger and bigger, and then I went bigger, and now I'm bigger, right? This is one of the biggest things that I've done.
Sumter points to a huge horizontal canvas on the wall. She calls this one Only God Knows. The canvas is a dense, colorful mix of layered brushstrokes, where the structure of a face emerges from deep yellows, purples, and greens. In the background, I can make out a cityscape.
It's like I'm in the painting when I'm painting. And sometimes I paint stuff and the images show up. Like, this looks like a nose, but it also looks like a nude, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like the shapes just come. I don't know. Seems like it's on top of a mountain, but then there's a fish, right? Like, I love it. I love the freedom I get when I paint.
Until recently, all of Noreen's work was kept in her living space.
It's very nice.
Yeah, but it's a mess.
At her apartment just a few blocks away, she shows me all her materials and works in progress.
These are other things that I've been working on. This, oh, I started painting like this on cardboard. This is the inspiration.
There's African masks, welded sculptures, and inflated balloons that she kicks around while giving me a tour.
I want to do, like, this is a big ass flag.
Yeah, it's
and
huge.
And I really want to do something on this.
She had to get rid of most furniture to make room for the art, so there's no couch in the living room. Just stacks of canvases and materials for her projects.
Like, my friend wants to come over. And I'm like, where are you going to sit?
But everything changed after a chance encounter on the street. It happened when she met a stranger while selling her paintings outside her building.
He said, I have a space down the street. He gave me his number. He said, go look at it and let me know what you think. So I didn't ask, do you want me to pay for it? I didn't ask none of those. I was just like, I'm going. Just go down the street. This is a gift. This is a gift that you've been praying for.
But he used to have a shop here or what?
No, this is his building. What used to be here was cannabis. But you know when the city shut down all the illegal cannabis places? This was one of them. And so it's been vacant for about a year.
The decorative jungle growing out of the ceiling above us suddenly makes a little more sense.
I called him. He says, do you like it? And I said, love it. And he goes, I'll bring you the keys on Monday. And that was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
With the keys in hand, Noreen finally had room to spread out. She started moving her canvases from her apartment into the gallery, seeing them with new eyes for the first time.
I was painting my apartment, so a lot of these were in my apartment. I couldn't really see the beauty of them. I couldn't see anything about them until I actually bought them here. And then I was able to, oh my God, there's so much in these paintings that I didn't even notice before.
I asked Noreen what it's been like to start showing her work.
we have these internal conversations with ourselves that we either share with people that are special to us or that we can be intimate with. But here I am now being intimate with a bunch of strangers. And I'm a bit of a nudist, but like, you know, it literally is like taking my clothes off and showing you my fanny. Right? That is vulnerable.
While Noreen's work is driven by her own experiences and inner impulses, she tells me that on several occasions she has seen visitors be deeply moved by her paintings.
This painting is called Love You Brother. I have four brothers, but two and a half of them are not really talking to me. But every now and then I will send them like letters, or I will send them a text message and let them know what I'm up to. And so this was blank canvas and I put on it, Love You Brother. And I took a picture of it and I texted it to him. I'd be shocked if he ever responded back other than go fuck yourself, right? That's probably what he'd say to me. That's what he used to say when I called him up. So I left it in and I built around it. You know, in my unconscious mind, I was creating this painting. It was sort of like for them, about them, like what's going on in my life.
She says that Love You Brother has hit a nerve with visitors. People have gotten emotional in front of it, even cried, because it reminded them of their own families and relationships they never got to repair.
There's been tears up and down in this place. And I mean, like if my work can touch people in that way, I think it's wonderful.
Noreen grew up around London. Her family has roots in Jamaica, but living in New York had always been her dream. She told me about how she had been kicked out of university in England and how she worked many desk jobs before moving to the States.
And I was just painting. And I never really thought of anything else. Like, I could actually make a life from this. That's only been recently, and it's been since I've been here. I'm 62. So it's almost like things have gone a full, you know, 180.
Noreen was gifted the opportunity to use the space for a gallery pop-up free of charge, but how long she has it for, she doesn't know. The space could be rented out tomorrow, or she could be here another year. But she isn't dwelling on that.
What I know is I have it now, and when I don't have it, I don't have it. But I have it now, until now could be for till next year, but I don't know.
What matters is that for the first time, she has room to grow into the artist she's always been, and to share that work with the people who walk in off Myrtle Avenue. This episode was written and produced by me, Max Rykov. Onomatopoeia, Sounds Like New York, is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. Joanne Farian is our executive producer and professor. Music by Blue Dot Sessions.